Put your hope in God, Psalms chapter 42, verses 5 to 8. Today's Bible verses are from a book of Psalms, chapter 42, verses 5 to 8. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you, from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. A while ago, President Obama of US said this joke. He mentioned in his joke Pan Ki Moon, United Nations Secretary General, and Dr. Yong Kim, President of the World Bank Group, and President Obama commented, Koreans are controlling the world. That's because like that, Koreans are in the important positions in the world at the moment. Dr. Kim Jong has been the first president of the World Bank Group, who is not from a white race. This is a phenomenon, really a huge achievement. Drive Kim Jong spoke about 30 minutes in English in a lecture at Yonggang Middle School on the 3rd of December. He inspired students by saying, do not put your aims down just because you're having difficulties, and he put hope and dreams in hearts of students. And he emphasized three things especially. First one was to have passion, second one was to have purpose, and third one was to have persistence. He also added, out of all these three things, persistence is the hardest thing to achieve, but it is the biggest and the most critical element to achieve success. That's right. Most people have dreams, but do not have persistence, so they give up in the middle. But have a look at the people who achieve their dreams. To achieve their dreams, they have paid their price consistently. I hope that you will also target your dreams, aim for the goals that you have set in the new year, and pay the price consistently. Dream is just like a fertilized egg. A fertilized egg is what a mother hen has been keeping under her body for 21 days. After 21 days, a chick comes out. It is because the life is in it. But an unfertilized egg gets rotten. It is because there is no life in it. Dream is like a fertilized egg. It is hope and life. But in today's Bible passage, we see the confession of David when he lost his dream and hope. He was extremely depressed by the look of it. Out of all, the scariest thing is losing hope. When a patient thinks that I have no hope to live for, at that moment, everywhere in the body, the immunity level drops down dramatically. The scarier thing than having failure is giving up of hope. The main passage of today is a poem that David wrote when he was away from Jerusalem due to the treason of Absalom. In the reality, where it is very depressing, he did not let him down, and he longed to be restored for his sake. We can see that his soul was desperate to be renewed even. In depressing circumstances, he did not let go of having hope, and towards him, he is shouting, put your hope in God. While I was reading these verses, to me it was like listening to the voice of God. And like a dagger has been pierced in my heart, the verses were surreal. Put your hope in God. These words did not leave my heart. So I decided to choose the slogan for this year, to be young and community, that puts hope in God, that gets mentioned in Psalms chapter 42, verse 5. You all will have instances where you will be depressed at times. You will have things that do not get solved easily too. The problems, issues in career planning, with children, with health, with business, etc., and so on. You will have a lot of problems and issues. But do not be depressed. Do not be let down, do not give up. Like David, I hope you will put your hope in God. Firstly, David restored hope when he was communicating with himself. Let's read verse 5 together. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. David illustrated himself from the second-person perspective. It seems that there is another person that he is talking to, but it is a confession from his heart towards himself. In fact, The closest person in the world to me is I. We all communicate with ourselves before making decisions on things. For example, we can see some kids, when they play, they communicate with themselves, and talk to them just like if someone other than them is beside them, in fact when there's no one else beside them. Also, David as well, in today's passage, confesses, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God." It seems there is other person, but in fact, the other person that he is seen to be talking to is actually he himself. Humans get to choose their lives through the communication with themselves, whether they realize it or not realize it. When we communicate these things, there are two kinds of directions that can result. Firstly, there is a negative communication that we share with ourselves. Without realizing it, this leads us to negative direction. I cannot do it. No, I won't be able to do it. Communication gets done with the negative thoughts that I won't be able to do this. The result of negative thoughts is depression and despair. At the end, we get to lose hope. That is the scariest thing. At some point, Elijah was like this. He was fleeing away from King Ahab and he was extremely exhausted. Below a juniper tree, he sat down and he was very depressed. He said, "If things are like these, then I would say take my life away, which would be much better." It has been said depression and despair are diseases that led to death. In the thoughts and minds of the depression and despair, the spirit of darkness, Satan, sneak in, and we need to know that they make themselves at home there. The feature of the people that commit suicides is without them realizing it, they speak out, they murmur the words that are depressing and disappointing quite frequently. I have no hope. What would I do to live? What would I do, a person that is not worthy enough to live? What would I do when I get to live longer? A person like this speaks out the words, which are depressing and dark. If there are people like these around us, we need to be careful and manage them well. These kinds of people can get easily tricked by Satan's. Satan made Judah to commit a crime, and put a heart to self-torture in Judah. At the end, Judah judged himself and killed himself. There is a saying, "The biggest enemy is my own self." We need to fight with ourselves well. When we cannot overcome our emotions and circumstances, we get to fall down. More than anything else, we need to change the negative communication towards ourselves. Secondly, the other communication type is the positive communication that we share with ourselves. David was like this. When things are depressing, he is saying, "Why get depressed towards ourselves? Put your hope in God." The power of positivity is very critically important. Positivity starts from having faith. So we need to lead the communication with ourselves positively. Positive people succeed in life. We need to try to have positive ideas as we live in our lives. I am going to share a touching life story. This life story comes from a writing that has been written by a freshman at Seoul National University, who just got accepted by the university. This student had polio, so he limped on his right side. His right leg did not move as he hoped. But he did not mind and still had confidence. He was filled with the hope for the future. He was poor too. The jumper that he wore in autumn, he had to wear this in winter as well. Nevertheless, he was determined and did not stop reading books. On a really cold winter day, he had to have some money to buy books, so he went to the marketplace that his mother sold fish at. He saw his mum there, but he could not go forward to her, and he kept back his tears and had to come back home. His mum was sitting down on the damp and wet floor of the marketplace and was having cold lunch, with kimchi as an only side dish. That night, to be awake and to stay alert, he banged his head on the desk several times. He kept on studying really hard. He studied really hard for his poor mum. On his high school graduation day, to receive an honor prize for being a top student, he walked with faltering steps onto the stage. But when he was going up, he fell down on the floor. His mum ran towards him with her eyes full of tears and woke him up quickly. And he hugged his mum tightly and cried out, as she swept off the mud from his school uniform. At that moment, behind his back, he heard the clapping sounds from a lot of people. He wrote like this on the white paper: "Darkness will be ceased. But for me, from that darkness, I will get brighter again towards him." Continuously he confessed of hope. Since this student was young, after his father passed away, his mum raised two sons with a lot of difficulty and sacrifice. His older brother had a cerebral paralysis and he had polio. His brother delivered fruit boxes on a cart, and helped his mum to earn some money for a living. This student thought of his brother, and got more determined and studied really hard. After this, on the day that this student got accepted at Seoul National University, that he longed for a long time, he held that acceptance letter. First of all, he ran towards the marketplace where his mother worked. On that day as well, his mum was having a cold lunch by herself. "Ma'am, I got in," he told his mum. Because of the tears, he could not see the face of his mum any longer. Mum could not swallow the rice that she was having and wept endlessly, and for a long time she hugged his son. On that day, the whole family, all three of them, had dinner together in market at a place where it sells pork soup mixed with sliced Sunday sausage. It was a dinner that they could not have with all three of them being together for a long time. As if all the sadness that Mum had to bear for all these years came to her thoughts, she could not finish having even one bowl of rice and she kept on wiping the tears from her eyes. The three of them decided not to let go of having hope, and continue running forward even the difficult times come again. This story has been quoted from the life story that the student wrote, who has been accepted by Seoul National University. After this, this student graduated from Seoul National University with commendable results. He is now studying in the PhD course in the US, majoring in aerospace. The company is sponsoring everything for him. His mum and his brother are staying with him there, and the student is looking after them while he studies. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, even we get difficult situations at times, let us not let go of holding on to the rope of hope. The person who achieves his or her own dreams is somewhat different from others. Firstly, there is a clear goal. Secondly, there is a passion that does not get tired easily. Thirdly, there is persistence to achieve the goals that have been set. Fourthly, there is positive mind. Whatever the situations are like, I hope you will all be positive. "I cannot do this, but God can do this. I lack a lot, but the ability of God is infinite." This is the confession of faith. One day, a demon-possessed child was brought forward to the Lord. People said to the Lord, "Your disciples could not cure this child. If you can, cure this child." They doubted. The Lord told them off by saying, "What do you mean by, if you can?" For a believer, there is nothing that cannot be done. We can learn that faith is always about being positive. In front of the Red Sea, Israelites started to get depressed and started complaining. But Moses, even in the same situation, he shouted, "Just stand still and watch God work. Watch him doing his work." And he waited for the voice of God. God told him to hold the staff, and put the staff forward toward the Red Sea. He made the easterly wind to blow on that night and separated the Red Sea, so that they could walk through, like walking on the land. In positivity, the pathway comes up and the voice of God gets heard. How do you lead your communication with your own selves right now? Is that negative or positive? Even there is a same objective. If we wear black glasses and see this, the same thing looks differently. Everything would look darker. But when we wear brighter colored glasses, everything looks brighter. If we look at the sun, the darkness goes away. But if we put our back on the sun, then the dark shadow continuously appears ahead of us. How are you going to start the new year? Because of the fact this is a new year, not everything will go perfectly. What is important is with what perspectives and thoughts we view things. Habits are hard to change, but changing thinking is not that hard. Like David, I hope and bless you all, so that you will change your thoughts positively. Secondly, David restored his hope in communication with God. Let's read the verse 6 together. In verse 6, it says, "My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you." In verse 6 he gave a really genuine and sincere confession in front of God. David, when he was down, when he was depressed, he did not worry by himself. But he looked for God instead. This is faith and belief. Do not worry by yourself. Isn't God with us? The most foolish child worries about the own problems by her or himself. It seems a big problem when a child looks at it, but when the parents look at this problem, the problem is often not that big an issue. If this child tells parents about this, these could have been solved way earlier and more quickly. Our lives are the same too. We think the problems are really big, but when God sees at these are nothing for him. David learnt about this fact. So, when he was about to be depressed, he firstly confessed sincerely in front of God. You should also confess like this. Dear God, I get depressed, I get worried, I feel insecure, I do not know the right way. I do not know the answer, help me, please Lord. Like this, tell your confessions genuinely to God. God wants the genuine, heartfelt confession. As it is, frankly, He wants to communicate with you all. This is a spiritual life and this is a key to be loved most dearly. Secondly, also, David decided to pray to God of endless life. Let's have a look at verse 8. In verse 8, it says, "By day the Lord directs His love, at night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life." We have somewhere to go to when we have difficulties. We have our shelter. Whenever it is, if we go there, there is protection, true rest, and peace. There is someone that welcomes us. That is in the arms of God. When life is hard and when we get worn out, come back to the arms of God and pray to God. In that place, there is comfort, there is way, and there is hope. When we live our lives, sometimes, like in daylight, there are good days, but sometimes, like at night, there are times when we cannot see our front well when things are dark. In a time like this, what would you do? David said, whether it is daytime or nighttime, he will pray to God of life. Praying is communicating with God. Praying is the answer. Praying changes everything completely. So David confessed, in front of problems, he will pray. I hope you will start the new year with prayers. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, for any human being, starting and finishing points are important. Start needs to be good so that the end results are also good. Put the hope in God only and begin the new year. We do not know anything about our future, even a minute ahead of us. God needs to protect, guide and lead us. Put aside and get rid of all the obstacles that are on our way that blocks our way, and like David has done, put your hope in God. I hope this year is the year that you put your hope in God. I pray in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.